Deuteronomy 10.
At that time the Lord said to me, Carve out 2 tablets of stone like the former ones, and come up to me on the mountain, and make an ark of wood. I will write on the tablets the words that were on the former tablets which you smashed, and you shall put them in the ark. So I made an ark of acacia wood, cut 2 tablets of stone like the former ones, and went up the mountain with the 2 tablets in my hand. Then he wrote on the tablets the same words as before, the 10 commandments that the Lord had spoken to you on the mountain out of the fire on the day of the assembly. And the Lord gave them to me. So I turned and came down from the mountain and put the tablets in the ark that I had made, and there they are, as the Lord commanded me. The Israelites journeyed from Beeroth Benajaakan to Mosirah. There Aaron died, and there he was buried. His son Eleazar succeeded him as priest. From there they journeyed to Gudgoda, and from Gudgoda to Jotbatha, a land with flowing streams. At that time the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord to minister to him, and to bless in his name to this day. Therefore Levi has no allotment or inheritance with his kindred. The Lord is his inheritance, as the Lord your God promised him. I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, as I had done the first time. And once again the Lord listened to me. The Lord was unwilling to destroy you. The Lord said to me, Get up, go on your journey at the head of the people, that they may go in and occupy the land that I swore to their ancestors to give them. So now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? Only to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his decrees that I am commanding you today for your own well-being. Although heaven and the heaven of heavens belong to the Lord your God, the earth with all that is in it, yet the Lord set his heart in love on your ancestors alone and chose you, their descendants after them, out of all the peoples as it is today. Circumcise, then, the foreskin of your heart, and do not be stubborn any longer. For the Lord your God is God of gods, and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who is not partial and takes no bribe, who executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and who loves the strangers, providing them food and clothing. You shall also love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God, him alone you shall worship. To him you shall hold fast, and by his name you shall swear. He is your praise, he is your God, who has done for you these great and awesome things that your own eyes have seen. Your ancestors went down to Egypt 70 persons, and now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars in heaven.